nation. It's the government. It's the Saudis. It's the people in Iraq. The people where all a lot of the oil is. We shouldn't have to pay this kind of money to fuel our warships and our planes. It should be free, basically, if we're out there trying to liberate a country. And then passing the, using so much that they got to raise the prices over here because we, you know, this whole thing is a conspiracy. It's a scam. It's so obvious. But what are we going to do about it? I don't know. We're just going to watch, Dubai build the greatest city in the world with our money. Let's see. We're going to watch Iran empower themselves more and more every day. We're going to watch Iraq lose itself because we're not standing up for ourselves and our country and our military. And we're going about it the wrong way. We're saying the wrong things. We need some leadership. We need somebody to say the right things to inspire us so we can all get what we want out of life. Because this is America, and that's what we do. We get the most out of life. So we've got to go after the ones doing this to us.
Isn't that, it's frightening to me, because when I met the kids flying those F-A-18s, I saw the best and the brightest who are never seen on television. All we see are the junkies and the perverts and the scum-sucking liberal vermin that the media specializes in. They never show you the true heroes unless they're wounded and have no legs. Then they show you the military and call them our heroes. They never show you the heroes before they're wounded. But the point I'm making is, if we lose a ship like this, how many men are on an aircraft carrier, Robert?
If it's fully manned on a deployment, you're talking 5,000 to 6,000 people, including with the
air. Could you imagine what happened to the national morale if an enemy sank an aircraft carrier and we lost 5,000 men and women, and our airplanes, and our nuclear material, and a nuclear reactor, and it went down because the morons who run the military don't know what they're doing? But the biggest disgrace here, Robert, is that the admiral, the chief admiral, whatever his name is, as recently as 3 weeks ago, was going to China and opening up all of our ships to the communist Chinese to come aboard and getting nothing in return. And I was screaming on this show saying, what are they thinking? The Chinese are laughing at them.
That's what it's all about. China wants America. They want to own us. Chinatown won't be Chinatown anymore. It'll be China City, then it'll be China State, and then it'll be China Country. It's because we're not thinking. We're not using our heads. We've got to stand up to the powers around us and let them know who the real power is now and the power that will always be. We're letting it slip right through our fingers, folks. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? We're going to let them Chinese people from that country poison our children with lead? We're going to let them crash their ships into our bridges and leak oil all over our shores? What are we going to do about this? You know what we can do? We can start making our own products here, making them with a little bit more quality. And we dig down deep, folks, and spend a little bit more and buy the products that are made here in America, the United States. It's very important. All right.